Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why was this the beat on everything? Every time you were at lunch, this beat right here.
Because you could play it.
Yeah.
All you needed was a Coke bottle and a table.
Between that and then everybody trying to do the damn computer love tap.
Oh yeah,
the computer love tap.
When I was in high school, everybody just did the beat of the clip song grinding.
Oh yeah,
that was like you had anything that sounded like metal.
Yes.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy. Noon hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. 20 minutes away from Backpage with Bo. We'll hear a lot of different stuff, obviously, including how his time at the Metallica concert the other night went. We'll get to some Sports Jeopardy, the back end of that as well. We've got some Brian Snitker audio to play in just a few minutes, but let's do something more fun first. I don't know what that'll be. Anything.
There's a deer in the front yard.
Let's talk about the deer in your front yard.
Yeah, come on. I was loading the car up so I'd come to work. And I mean, just walked. They just standing there.
How big are we talking?
It wasn't no buck, but it was an adult deer, I think. You know, I don't know if it's adult or a kid, but anyway, and he was just right there, and I was like, okay, is he gonna charge me? Because that was my ultimate thing.
Met eyes.
Yeah, but I'm like, he's probably more scared of me than I am of him.
Probably.
Yeah, and so I didn't say hi or shoo.
You didn't give him
nothing.
Hey, fella.
Yeah, I didn't give him a hey, fella, because I'm like, what if he runs over here? Because I had my car door is open, so I'm like, damn, would he jump in the car? No, I doubt it. But yeah, he just went on the mosey by himself.
Oh, nice.
About his business.
No panic, didn't run away or anything. Just a couple of mammals respecting each other.
Yeah, and that's what it was. Mutual respect, because I looked at him, I gave him that eye contact, like, you want this now. You know what I mean? I'm on my turf. You know what I mean?
Like, I'm talking a big game about what I do.
Hey man,
to wild animals.
And then I'm on the pavement too, and deer can't grip pavement.
That's true.
They can't grip the pavement. So I had that pavement grip.
So you had the home field advantage on that one.
Oh yeah. Dude.
Well, now what footwear would you have on though?
I was barefoot.
So that's you know.
Yeah, he barefoot.
Good point.
Yeah, he's barefoot. I'm barefoot.
You know what I got? Hooves.
I got that traction though, dog. You know I got them asphalt bottoms.
What'd you have?
Them asphalt bottoms.
Do you have?
Yeah, asphalt bottom feet.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I tell.
So that's kind of like a hoof anyway.
Yeah, dog. That's why we got to get the 100 threads.
Okay.
Yeah, them 100 threads.
You've ruined sheets.
Oh.
Yeah,
no.
I mean, I have.
Because your feet?
My heels, I guess. I don't know. I think I went through a time where, like, in my sleep, I was, I don't know what, like, moving weird or something like that. Couldn't have been my toenails because I keep my toenails cut.
Right.
Had to be my heels.
Oh, yeah.
I was doing something weird with my heels, and my wife, it was before she was even my wife, she was like, there's, like, a hole worn in the bottom of the sheets down there.
Really?
And I was like, well, that's where my feet hit. I didn't know I was doing it. I was asleep.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
I got to take care. But see, when we go on vacation, I get them heels right, dog. I got the one that she bought me, one of them egg things.
Oh, yeah, just kind of grind it down?
Yeah, grind it. Like, when vacation heels are real smooth. Everyday heel, man, it can be ashy. It can be crusty. It don't matter. She like it.
Vacation heels are real smooth.
Yes.
Got that one down for later.
I got that grip on that asphalt, so I was waiting. But no, it was a peaceful
good
high and by. Went on by this business.
I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah,
I would hate to have had to heard the story about you beating the hell out of a deer.
Or be getting the hell beat out of me by
one. You would have been
because
fine.
You saw that woman. That woman. I'm bigger than her, though.
Yeah, I'm bigger
than she was.
Plus, they were kind of in the woods.
They were in the woods. On my turf.
Yeah, he had the advantage there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who knows what her like state of mind was.
Yeah. That wouldn't happen to me. Yeah. Like
getting stomped out by a deer.
Yeah, that would not happen to me.
I don't think so.
That would not happen to me.
That would be shocking.
Yeah. Cause
why is Randy not at work today? You're not gonna believe it.
Man, Randy got his ass whipped by a deer.
Stomped out by
Randy,
some hooves.
Randy over at Grady.
First of all, Randy wouldn't even really be in a forest very often. No. We're not gonna find Randy in a forest where the deer is gonna have the advantage.
No.
Yeah, anyway, I'm glad to hear that it went well.
Yeah, it was awesome.
You know what didn't go well?
Some damn Braves.
The ninth inning for the Braves yesterday, and honestly the whole series. I guess the first eight innings went pretty good. They were up 10-4. Third time this year they scored double digits. It was kind of nice to see the bats get going. No one cares about that now, given what happened in the ninth inning. So they're back to 7 games under .500. Now, they were 8. 8 was the low water mark, so I guess at one point during the season they were slightly worse than this. But it feels worse than that. You thought that they had sort of turned the page a little bit from that terrible start. They've given it all back. Swept at home by the Diamondbacks,
who were 1-7 coming in, right?
Yeah, they were struggling coming in.
Yeah.
Damn
bunker special. Damn Braves.
Yeah, the Braves. The
Braves are at a bunker special.
The Braves are just absolute slump buster right now.
Man.
What is it now? 3 out of the last 13. Mm-hmm. That three for their last 13. Yeah. They've only won, so that's 10. The 3-10 in their last 13 games, which is awful.
Yeah.
And here's Brian Snitker talking. This is interesting to me because this is something that has come up a lot. I think you and I have probably more so than most been like, leadership? Like, I think they're just not playing good.
Right.
Also, shouldn't Snit be the leader? Like, he's the manager of the team. Seems like he would be. Here's Snit talking about leaders.
Yeah, no, we do. And hopefully, you know, guys in there do. They step in there, you know, they step up and rally the troops. Because that's where it comes from is internally and with the players. You know, they'll do that on good teams. We're a good team. We're not a bad team. We're a good team that's playing bad right now. We can't execute. We can't finish a game, and we got to do better. I got to do better. The coaches got to do better. The players got to do better, quite honestly. And we have a group that can do that, that can rally the thing and get around, because I've seen it before. I've seen this group do it.
I mean, but I like the last part he said. The players, they got to get their head out their asses. And if he wants it, I'll say it. All right, I'm talking about. We were here when you know who was the damn shortstop? I mean, the center fielder Malachi and all those boys. We were here before Ozzy and
Ender and Ciarte,
Ender Arcade, Ender and all those guys. We went through all that. We went through that, and it did not feel as bad as what happened yesterday.
No, because those teams didn't have any expectations.
But it's not even about the expectation. I'm just talking about. Just the fact of how they lost that game.
Just the singular game yesterday. Yeah.
It didn't feel that bad.
No, like that's one of the historically worst losses in the history of the franchise.
And you're talking about just that feeling in your stomach when you're like, no, this is not going to happen.
Here's the thing. I had that feeling twice yesterday. Now, it didn't hurt when the Pacers did it, but when the Pacers were hanging around, it was like, I don't know. Don't count them out. They might. We go into the ninth inning and they hit that home run and they make it 10-5.
I was like,
we all thought the same thing.
Come on,
everybody thought the same thing. It was like,
this is not going to happen.
Not now. Like, but you don't think that unless you kind of feel like it might happen.
But you're sitting there, like, oh, hell yeah. But Andy, the emotion of yesterday, even though they were still going to lose the series, just the fact you had back to back homers. Riley's raking. I mean, you're having fun out there playing. I mean, even though Grant Holmes got in trouble early, they were still able to stabilize things.
Mm-hmm.
And then the dude lived up to his damn name.
Yeah, he blew it.
And you're just like, and I'm sitting there like, okay, is Snit going to go get him? And then did he go get him too late? But if you went and got him too late, it didn't matter when you went and got him, because that damn Raffy was going to blow it anyway.
Yeah, that's the thing.
You knew he was going to blow it.
He's just been so bad. And we talked about this either earlier this week or last week. I don't know. One of the 15 different discussions we've had about Iglesias this year not being up to what his previous standard was. He's not the same guy.
No.
Like, I understand, and this is what people get mad at Snit about. I think, to me, this is one of the things that I think makes Snit Snit, for better or for worse, is that he's going to give you more chances than most would, right?
Yep.
Especially if you're a veteran with a track record, and Iglesias is a veteran with a track record. There's no question about that. But, like,
he's off the tracks, Andy!
That, and all, but yes, exactly. Like, you also have eyeballs. Like, you're the manager of the team. You're watching a guy not be able to do the things that made him a veteran with a track record.
Right.
He doesn't look the same. It reminds me exactly what we were saying last year about Kirk Cousins midseason. It's like, I'm not an expert on X's and O's or anything, but I can watch a guy today versus when I watched him a month ago, and I can tell you that he looks different.
Yes.
What happened? I don't know what happened. I don't know why Raisel Iglesias can't throw a slider anymore. I don't know, but it happens to everybody. At some point, everybody stops being what they once were.
Yep.
It appears that that has happened to him.
Yeah,
They use him in these situations because he's the only guy they have.
Yes.
Because Deisbel Hernandez got hurt earlier this week, and he's gone now.
Yeah.
So now the answer, and this is crazy, the answer now is going to be calling up Craig Kimbrell.
Yes, which they have.
Who's not, like, again, he's not the Craig Kimbrell that you remember.
Yes.
He's available, well, was available, and was claimed by the minor league system of the Atlanta Braves for a reason. He got kicked out of Baltimore last year. They made him leave. They told him to get out of here.
Yes.
So
it's gonna be fun with the initial time he comes out with the whole double wang or whatever he does.
Double wang, Craig. Yeah, we call him
double wang and all that other stuff. It's gonna be cute
until he gives up a home run in the eighth inning.
Until the ball is in the damn chop house.
And this is the situation that they find themselves in that makes it hard for me to say that they are a good team, because their answer to that crap sandwich is that.
Yep.
Like, the answer is simply magically, hopefully, play better. Which, I get it.
Like, Jimenez ain't coming back this year, right?
No.
Okay.
No, he had surgery.
Okay.
So yeah, there's no, like, the guys that are coming back came back.
Yeah, I know.
And you've been worse since.
Yeah.
You know.
But,
so
yeah,
maybe they're not a good team.
Maybe they're not. And you know, don't take this ass whooping you just got here onto the West Coast, man, and get just annihilated, because it looks like it's a possibility.
Yeah, Giants are pretty
good.
They're
going to come back in a deep ass hole. And I'm talking about, like, even the phrase "a whole lot of baseball left" ain't even enough.
Yeah, no, that starts to be disingenuous to say.
Yes.
Like, when that's the reaction to every bad thing that happens, that just starts to be a crutch. They're in a big ass hole, by the way.
Yes, they are.
They're 11 games out of first place right now.
San Francisco and then Milwaukee.
Who's so pretty good.
Then you come back and oh my God.
Who's waiting for you?
Colorado.
Oh, good. That's great news.
With this team? This is good?
Well, I mean, that's there you go. That's a great timeline, though.
Yeah.
Like, what just happened yesterday was rock bottom, right? This is the worst that anyone has felt about the Braves in a long time.
Yes.
Like, honestly, like, Braves fans are as down and out as they've been, understandably. You go out to the West Coast and play poorly against San Francisco, Milwaukee, obviously, you're going there. And then you come back here, and the final game of that series is Father's Day.
Yes.
That series doesn't go good. I mean, people get fired.
Yeah, but
right?
they're not going to make. They're not going to do that.
I don't know. Like, I felt pretty confident about that, but like, this is way worse than I ever thought it would be.
Andy, I don't get shocked a lot.
Yeah.
I would be shocked.
I'd be shocked. Like, and also, you don't hire Freddie Gonzalez to be the third base coach if you're Snit.
Yeah,
you just don't do that. Like, you just fire Snit. So I would be shocked as well. But, like, this is the first time we've ever entertained it.
Yeah, because we've never been here.
Right.
Yeah, we've never been here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, if this was like
I don't know.
If this was like a back-to-back year thinking.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But it's also.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I don't know. Does it make it more or less likely that it's the final year of his contract? Because then you can just ride it out and be like, mutually part ways, respect the 50 years of service and all that kind of stuff. That makes it harder to do it?
Because of the service?
Well, that's the last year of the contract.
No, it makes it easy because of that.
I think he's harder to fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think so, too. All right. We'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo. We'll play some Sports Jeopardy as well. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.